Lesson overview. This beginner lesson shows how to take a short sci-fi FX sample and stretch it into a whiny, sustained texture in Ableton Live 12, then pair it with a clean subsign so you end up with a hybrid bass line, modern in punch, vintage in tone. Everything uses Live 12 stock devices and simple workflows you can follow right away. What you will build. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a stretched, whiny sci-fi pad that functions as a harmonic or melodic bass layer. A clean sub-sign layer for the low-end punch, a small effects chain, warp texture, simpler or sampler modulation, saturator, EQ, glue compressor with sidechain, for vintage warmth and modern dynamics. A resampled audio clip you can drop into future drum and bass projects. Quick reminders before you start. Keep the stretched effects out of the sub-region. High pass it around 80 to 120 Hz so the sub carries the 20-90 Hz range. Work on short sections to save CPU, and always check the sound with a kick and a simple drum loop. D and B depends on a clear kick-bass relationship. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Prepare the sample. 1. Create a new live set and add an audio track. 2. Drop a short sci-fi FX, a laser, zap, short whoosh, about 200 to 700 milliseconds into the clip. 3. Double-click the clip to open clip view and enable warp. B. Stretch using texture warp mode. 4. Set warp mode to texture. Texture uses a granular approach that's perfect for long, whiny sustains. 5. Stretch the clip by using looper segment BPM. Quick method. Enable loop. Drag the loop brace to 2 bars or more, and set segment BPM much lower than your project. For example, if your project is 170 BPM, try segment BPM between 30 and 60 for heavy stretch. Precise method. Use the seg BPM box and halve or quarter the value until the clip length matches the sustain you want. 6. Tune grain size and flux. Start around 30 milliseconds for grain size and 10-20% flux. Smaller grains smooth pitch. Larger grains add textural artifacts. Keep flux low for a controlled whine. 7. If the sound is static, enable loop and use loop crossfade or clip fade to remove clicks and create a continuous sustain. C. Make it whiny with pitch and movement. 8. Add subtle pitch movement. Method 1. Automate transpose in the clip envelope for slow sweeps of plus or minus 2 to 6 semitones. Method 2. Slice or drag the stretched clip into simpler in classic slash loop mode. Use simpler as transpose and map an LFO to transpose with a rate around 0.2 to 1 Hz and a small amount. For more control, use sampler and its pitch envelope. 9. Add a frequency shifter on the audio effect chain. Set the frequency low, 0.5 to 3 Hz, and keep the dry slash wet low, around 10 to 25%. This adds subtle formant character and a more vocal, whiny quality. Increase shift cautiously for metallic results, while keeping the wet amount musical. D. Create the sub-bass layer for modern punch. 10. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. Use a single sine oscillator and turn off the others. Tune to your key. 11. Program a simple one-bar MIDI note that follows your root note. Keep it low. Think 30 to 80 Hz, and monophonic. 12. Add EQ8 after operator. Low pass above about 120 Hz and apply a slight boost around 60 to 90 Hz, if needy. 13. Add a glue compressor with a fast attack, between 1 and 10 milliseconds, release around 60 to 120 milliseconds, and a ratio around 3:1 to keep the level consistent. E. Blend for vintage soul and modern punch. 14. Group the stretched FX and the sub into a bass group. 15. On the group channel insert, auto filter to carve space, using a low shelf or bandpass and cutting around 300 to 600 Hz. Saturator, with about 2 to 4 dB of drive and soft clip to add harmonic warmth. EQ8 to tame harsh highs and gently boost around 200 to 400 Hz for body. 16. Add sidechain pumping for modern punch. Insert a glue compressor on the bass group after saturator and EQ. Enable sidechain and choose the kick track as the input. Set ratio around 3:1. Threshold so you see 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. A fast attack of 1 to 10 ms, and release around 60 to 120 ms. This creates space for the kick without killing the bass. F. Add spatial vibe and resample. 17. For vintage vibe, send some of the stretched effects to a reverb return with a small size, decay between 0.7 and 1.5 seconds, and high damping. Add a short pre-delay of 10 to 30 milliseconds to keep the low end clear. 18. When you're happy, resample. Create a new audio track. Set its input to resampling or the bass group output, arm it, and record a few bars of the stretched, Processed Wine Plus Sub. This gives you a consolidated audio bass line that's easy on CPU and ready to reuse. G. Final Polish. 19. Use utility to mono the sub below about 120 Hz to keep the low end centered and solid. 20. Tweak levels and EQ so the whiny layer sits above the sub, without masking the kick. Automating grain size or transpose across sections adds progression and interest. Common mistakes to avoid. Overstretching without adjusting grain size. This can make the sound mushy. If it's smeared, reduce the stretch or increase grain size. Ignoring loop crossfades. You'll hear clicks at loop points. Use clip fades or simpler slash sampler crossfades. Too much saturation early. Heavy drive can become harsh. Use light saturation or parallel saturation to retain clarity, leaving the stretched layer full range. High pass it below 80-120 Hz so it doesn't steal the sub energy. Overly aggressive side chaining. Avoid losing bass presence. Aim for 2-6 dB of reduction. CPU overload. Texture warp with small grain sizes is heavy. Resample once you like the sound. Pro tips. Automate grain size slowly across a drop to move from smooth to granular texturing. Use sampler when you need precise pitch envelopes and cleaner loop crossfades. Parallel saturation. Duplicate the stretched track. Heavily saturate the duplicate. Low pass it around 3-5 kHz. Then blend it under the original for grit without losing detail. When happy, resample to free CPU and lock in variations. Try tiny formant shifts with frequency shifter for extra character. Always check the bass with a kick and a drum loop. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes. 1. Pick a 300 to 500 millisecond sci-fi FX. 2. Import it. Set warp mode to texture, loop it, and stretch to 2 bars. 3. Adjust grain size and flux until it sustains with pleasant harmonics, and save preset values you like. 4. Drag the stretched clip into simpler, map an LFO to transpose at 0.3 to 0.8 Hz with a subtle amount. 5. Create a one-note operator sub, group both tracks. Add saturator and glue compressor, and sidechain from a kick. Tweak until the kick sits cleanly. 6. Resample the group to audio and export a 4-bar loop. Compare the original sample to your finished loop and note the changes. Recap. You've learned to use texture warp to stretch a short FX into a whiny sustain. Add controlled pitch movement with clip automation or simpler slash sampler. Pair that texture with a clean operator sub, and glue them together with saturation, EQ, and sidechain compression for both modern punch and vintage soul. Practice the mini exercise, resample your favorite takes, and build a library of whine variants to drop into future tracks. Final checklist before resampling and export. High pass the whine below 80-120 Hz. Balance the sub so it reads clearly on a spectrum analyzer. Test sidechain settings against the kick. Remove unwanted resonances with narrow EQ notches. Freeze or resample CPU heavy chains and save multiple variations. Keep practicing. Collect 8 to 12 short FX samples and resample different stretched versions. Over time, you'll learn which samples reliably stretch into usable D and B bass textures and build a fast workflow for future productions.